The personal is political, people say, but the debates over the president's Social Security proposals have given that phrase a new meaning. Our linguist Jeff Nunberg has these thoughts about the dueling adjectives that supporters and opponents of the plan have been using.
Not many people are in a position to evaluate the administration's Social Security plan in all its gnarly details, so a lot is hanging on the way it's branded. The White House has been insisting that the media should use the phrase personal accounts to describe the proposal, which allows people to divert a portion of their payroll taxes into the stock market rather than talking about private accounts or privatization. President Bush says that privatization is a trick word that's simply intended to scare people. And the National Republican Congressional Committee has called it a false and misleading term. The campaign has clearly had an effect on the media. As of last month, the proportion of stories that describe the accounts as personal rather than private had doubled since November. What makes this awkward is that advocates of the administration's plan were talking about privatization and private accounts themselves until recently, when polls and focus groups showed that the words made voters nervous. That's created some delicate moments for the administration, particularly since old habits die hard. A few months ago, the president corrected a Washington Post reporter who asked a question about the administration's privatization plan. "You mean the personal savings accounts?" Bush said. "We don't want to be editorializing." But when the reporter pointed out that the president himself had talked about private accounts and partial privatization just a few months earlier, Bush said, "Maybe I did. It's amazing what happens when you're tired." Some critics have described this linguistic recall campaign as Orwellian, but that really isn't fair. This isn't a question of using a deceptive euphemism in place of an honest description, after all. The administration's merely swapping one vague tag for another when the first one turns out not to poll so well. And with the wisdom of hindsight, supporters of the administration's plan are happy to explain why privatization was actually the wrong word all along. Privatization means you're going to take the program out of the federal government and put it in the hands of private individuals totally, said Republican Jim McCreary, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Subcommittee on Social Security. Whereas with the president's plan, McCreary said, people's investment choices are very limited and they can't use the money for anything but buying an annuity when they retire. Critics respond that private is an apt term for a plan that has people turning over their payroll taxes to Wall Street mutual fund managers. But even if Republicans can fight the definition duel to a standoff, their real problem is how to disown private without bailing out on the time-honored Republican rhetoric that goes along with it. Back in 2001, for example, President Bush was saying, "I want to give younger workers the opportunity to manage some of their own money in the private markets." That reference to people's own money is the sort of language that comes with a Republican system disc, along with words like individual, ownership, and choice. But it's hard to square that language with the recent assurances that people won't actually have much control over their accounts. You could hear this strain in the president's remarks at the White House Economic Summit in December. People are not going to be allowed to take their own money for their retirement account and take it to Las Vegas to shoot dice, Bush said. But normally, when a Republican starts a sentence by talking about people's own money, you don't expect him to finish by saying what they're not allowed to do with it. The rhetorical challenge here is to find language that suggests the idea of ownership without actually implying possession. And no word splits that metaphysical seam more neatly than personal does. The president can talk about your own personal account without creating any of the unease that your own private account might engender. After all, your own personal is the phrase that marketers use when they want to convey pride of possession without suggesting that they're conveying title in the bargain. As in, not your own exactly, but just for you. Do a Google search on your own personal and you come up with a staggering 2.5 million hits. Create your own personal coat of arms. MovieTickets.com, your own personal box office. Choose from thousands of tunes to select your own personal ringtone. I got a letter from my bank once telling me that I'd been assigned my own personal banker. I thought that was pretty cool until I realized that all it meant was that there was somebody I could reach in an 800 number without always having to drill down through the phone menu. Your own personal retirement account seems to fit the pattern to a T. As the Republican pollster and language consultant Frank Luntz puts it, When you personalize something, whether monogram towels or Social Security, you enhance ownership by allowing the owner to leave his or her mark on it. The comparison seems fair enough, though I don't know how far Luntz has thought it through. I mean, the thing about personalized towels is that they're not returnable if it turns out they don't keep you dry.
Jeff Nunberg is a Stanford linguist and author of Going Nuclear: Language, Politics, and Culture in Confrontational Times.